Okay, so Patreon, please don't tell anybody.
Patreon, we're in the time machine.
But we are in a time machine because we actually just filmed kind of out of order because Prince from season one was in town.
And it's going to be joining us later in the episode. Okay, how did this come about?
Someone on Twitter, Casey, Prince was saying like on Twitter, hey, I'm going to be in LA, hit me up, people. And she tagged us. And then there's another post, I think, that we'd been tagged in. And so I just commented, hey, we happen to be filming on Saturday, so. And then Prince DM'd me and was like, hey girl, like, what's the details about Saturday? And I was like, we would love to have you. No presh, like, we'll keep it super cash. And he was like, yeah, I have a show at Mickey's. I have to be at Mickey's at 10. And I was like, well, that's perfect because Alexis works that day, so we're actually gonna be filming later in the night anyway. And then we traded numbers and she's here.
Ah!
Isn't that nice?
My immediate first reaction to seeing her was, wow, very attractive.
Okay, I gotta be honest. I do not remember her being that attractive.
No.
She walked
well,
in.
Well, I'm sure was like, she was. I don't remember anything.
Right. Well, there's so many.
I'm such a goldfish.
There's so many fucking drag queens in the world, but very hot.
Very attractive, super cute, and stylish too. I liked the outfit.
And wearing Ovi's stuff, supporting her sister.
Supporting,
it's sweet.
Yeah.
We were talking and she asked if like we had done DragCon and we had said that like, yeah, we did, but we didn't do a booth because we didn't think anyone would give a fuck. And then we made an error in that decision.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you're a popular show. Of course people care. And I was like, yeah, but we don't know that. But I know that the Philippines girls, I know a lot of them watch us. And so thank you. Or they did when Chan was on. Probably don't anymore.
Yeah. Speaking of Chan, watch this space.
What?
Watch this space.
What's that?
It's young people talk for like, keep your eyes peeled.
Oh, like and subscribe. Like that?
No.
I did it. Mabu, hey, welcome to IMHO.
In my homosexual opinion.
I'm Darby.
And I'm Alexis P. Bevels, and the P today stands for hold it. We're not getting to the P just yet, friends.
Hold your P.
That's a deep tease. We're gonna bring out the P a little bit later. And we have a very special P.
Have you ever been with someone who was really into P?
No. I've been with someone who was really into like cheating on me.
Well, that's not the same.
Oh.
Were they peeing while they did it?
I don't know.
The last guy I dated before Curtis and I got together was really into pee. And listen, I don't want to yuck anyone's yum. And pee, if you do it right, it's just water. So I was down to like try all the stuff. But there's a lot of stuff he wanted to try. And after a while, I just said, hey, there's got to be someone that's a better fit for this. I don't want to get too into the pee because, again, you do need to hold it. It'll be here soon. No. How are you?
I'm good. As you said, I worked this morning. It was Labor Day this week. So in work terms, that meant I had the beginning of the week off instead of the end. Can I tell you one thing that's happened this week?
Please.
Is thanks to you and your husband.
Uh-oh.
We know how I am on gummies.
We do.
But you told me about CBGB gummies and how they're just whatever, and there's no THC, and then
so there's a little bit, but not to get you high.
Oh, so there is a little bit.
In order to activate CBD, there does have to be a little bit of THC.
Okay, so that's what they were telling
me. But it's so minute.
Because I forgot that, so I went and asked, and they were like, well, we have these that have a very low dosage of THC, and then I got one that had an even bigger dosage of THC.
Yeah.
So I did it at work and I had a fantastic day.
Listen, it's medicine.
I was
medicine, folks.
Chill all day. Things were Jinx Monsoon water off a duck's backing me. And then the second day, not so much. I think it wore off, or maybe I just had a bad day, or I mixed it with whatever.
You can build up a tolerance, though.
But after 2 days, I don't want to build up
a
tolerance.
No, not after 2 days.
Okay. No, I know I could build up a tolerance. But then this morning, I forgot to take it. And that was a really big bummer. But I took one before I came here, so.
How are you feeling now?
I can't tell. I feel fine.
I'll try to make you mad at some point, and then we'll see how you react.
Oh, okay.
We are here for another episode of The Philippines, and let's just get right into it.
Yes.
There is a lot of stuff that I think was funnier to people who aren't us. Is that safe to say?
Yeah. It was puppets, and puppets are fun.
It's just another way for them to roast, and unfortunately it wasn't funny, but...
Well, we did get an interesting thing.
We got a moment.
So, Dee Dee Holliday, she took something that she talked about privately with Hana Beshi off air, and she kind of aired the laundry.
She aired Hana's
Hana's
relationship
laundry.
Detail.
Now, Two things about this. I thought Hannah handled it very well from what we saw.
What was she supposed to do?
Yeah.
Because she had to go on. She did her puppet right
after
that. But
also, the fact that production and producers decided to bleep it out so we didn't truly hear what it was.
I love that.
I thought was so generous. I don't ever see that happening in America.
Oh, no, no, not at all.
That would never happen in America. No, never. It would never happen.
No.
I like juicy drama, but I don't want that kind of... Like, that's too personal.
That's a private...
And that's a... And so I'm glad they cut it out.
I am too.
Although she didn't know they were going to cut it out.
No, she didn't.
So that's tricky.
And Hannah's been very open about her own kind of issues with her family. And so that was another thing where she's like, great. Like, they just accepted that I was gay. And now there's this relationship thing that's coming out. Like, I hope that doesn't upset them. It really was a lot deeper than just a friend shared a secret. And I will say, I have not been Dee Dee's biggest fan as far as just kind of how she's interacted with people on this show. On the show, only on the show. But I did appreciate right after she kind of removed herself from everyone because she was feeling so bad. Mm-hmm. I wish she had pulled Hannah aside at that point, but...
Yeah, I was wondering why there wasn't a conversation between the two of them.
And why it had to be on the runway. But at least I saw that it bummed her out. That she realized she had made a mistake. And that,
oh my God.
That I can relate to.
Yes, I was just gonna say.
Do it.
Will you go to, because I gotta think of an instance.
Okay, when you're on the microphone, and I hosted for years, and you're thinking, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. And then boom. You say it. There's a pressure that builds up and you're like, what can I say next? And there's no thought behind it. It's just the thought popped up. You have to fill the space and you do it. Yeah. It's kind of like when we won at the Queer Tees. The only thing in my mind was, I know that there's a bunch of World of Wonder people here. Don't shit on Drag Race in your speech. You think it's funny, but they don't know that you think it's funny. Don't shit on Drag Race. And what's the last thing I said?
Okay, but that wasn't a good example because you didn't really shit on them. You said like, thank you,
because
without you,
us.
We'd be dead.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't actually make sense because I was so nervous and I was farting. But it was something that in my mind, I was like, don't. Just don't say it. But once you get up there and you have that pressure to like say something, I do get it.
Yeah.
I do get it. I understood where she was coming from and I was relieved to see her reaction to it. That instead of cat-catting, she Dee-Dee'd and I liked it.
Yeah. In a world of cat-cats and Dee-Dee's, be a cat-cat in some instances, but be a Dee-Dee in this instance.
Yeah, be the Dee-Dee you want to see in the world.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the rest of the episode, they're getting ready for an acting challenge. It was fine.
It was very long.
So
it was very long.
Not only did we get the rehearsal or the filming of it, but then we had the full episode on the runway. And I just...
It was long.
Remember last week when you said you were excited about it?
Yeah, because I thought that fake out was real. I thought she was going to be really... That lady was going to be mean to them. Not mean, but like stern.
She slapped in a really funny way.
Have you ever slapped anyone earnestly?
Ooh.
No, I don't feel like you have.
Well, don't limit me. Have you?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about it. I don't think I have either.
Well, we're still young. Okay. In some circles, in some cultures, we're very young. So I hope to slap you one day.
This guy that I work with, he's a security. Well, he's a makeup artist, but he also stands as a security guard.
Sure.
He's got a belt with a lot of objects on it. I always make a joke every day. I say, okay, sir, are you going to punch me in the face today? Because I could really use it, just a really great punch in the face. And every day he says, no, I'm not going to punch you. Because he kind of talks like that. And then yesterday I said, I have something very important to do after work, so you can't punch me today. And he was like, okay, well, actually, today I was going to punch you really hard, so... And I was like, sir, no.
That's anti-trans.
I don't think he knows I'm trans.
Passable!
No. Excuse me. He's blind, so...
A blind security guard?
No, a blind security guard makeup artist.
Oh, sure. And passing is, it's a nuanced thing, and I didn't mean to celebrate it.
See,
and,
that's another instance.
I know. Leave it in the comments.
But you're such a Dee Dee. You always say something right after.
Thank you. Before we move to the runway, I guess we need to...
Reveal what my P is.
Okay.
And today, the P stands for...
Oh, do you want me to do a build-up?
Because we say
Okay, so I'll breathe in at the same. Do it again.
And today, the P stands for...
Prince! You're the P from earlier. Yeah. Welcome all the way from season one.
It's me.
It's Prince. The shoes of the Philippines.
Oh, I guess you are the shoes of the
necessarily,
Philippines.
Not necessarily, I
think. Not really.
Imelda Marcos is probably the shoes.
Oh, gosh. Not that reference, though.
Sorry about that. I'm old. That's all I know.
Welcome to the IMHL
Studios. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm here.
Thank you so much.
I can't believe you're here.
I know. I only watched this, and then now I'm on the screen. It's crazy.
You watched this?
Of course, I watch you guys.
Well,
since the last season.
I think we were really nice to you, weren't we?
Yeah, are you mad at us?
No.
You have to tell us.
No. Okay. I mean, for me, review shows are like opinions of like the host, so it doesn't really matter. It's not a big of a deal.
That's a healthy way to view.
That's all we want. We want people to say we don't matter. And thank you. Thank you for finally saying that. And is this a drag queen on your shirt?
Oh, yes, it's my sister, Ovi Kunt, obviously, from the
Ovi
from this
season.
That sounds
so fun. Oh my God, yes, we're big fans.
We are big fans. Okay, now I know that you're supposed to not tell people.
Oh.
Did you know before she was going to be on season two?
Of course.
Did you, like, help her out with anything?
Yeah.
With shoes?
With, like, packing and also, like, I think for this runway, too, like, I was in a meeting with a designer.
Okay, oh, this runway is meetings. So fucking incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%.
It is. She's just so fucking good.
I know.
Now, she's a little scary on TV. Is she scary in real life?
Honestly, no.
Really?
That's no, she's a sweetheart.
I bet I can make her fight me.
It's like a different, she's like very different from what she looks like.
That's a TV character.
Yeah.
Prince, I mean, we don't care about Ovi Kunt. We're here to talk about you.
Well,
okay.
So she's literally wearing her shirt, but okay.
Listen. You are.
Did you interrupt what she was saying to say listen and then you were thinking of the question?
Yeah.
Barbara Walters over
here. Okay, listen. You did season one of Philippines. Have you just been traveling the world, like, showing your shoes to everyone?
Yeah, I was actually surprised. When I was in London, everybody knows me, and then the shoes, because I have it with me.
Really?
Do you have them right now?
Yeah, a lot
now?
Of the girls. I don't. I have it in my home.
Okay.
We'll go get them, we'll wait.
But yeah, everybody knows it, and it's really? Crazy for me. It's
did you ever think that that would be your legacy so far?
No, not really.
Does it hurt, though, that your legacy is something that you got read for? Does it hit you in a really deep, vulnerable spot?
Not really. I just embraced
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm
speaking
obsessed,
of embrace,
and I only want you to wear those kinds of shoes.
Well, no. You can be better. As our former first lady said, be best. There's something that you display. It's like a fun thing.
Oh, wait. I have a tea, though. Because those shoes are actually a backup shoes for, like, my partner for, like, the possible twinning runway.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, the official shoes that I was supposed to wear broke down when I was trying to wear it.
Oh no.
And then I have limited shoes in the production because they only ask us to like bring out a few items.
Oh yeah, well because...
Were there people that... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Were there people that ignored that and just brought more? Or were they
really
sticklers
about... I
didn't
really care about the other girls at that time. And I didn't
That's
like...
right.
Yeah.
Because you're not in competition with anyone else. You're in competition with yourself.
And ultimately you won because you were there and... No, you didn't win. Actually, Lady Morgana sent you home. Now, was that humiliating?
Well, Morgana's been doing back for like 2 decades, I think.
That's true.
So, like,
that's
true.
If you're going to be beat by somebody, at least it's a veteran.
At least you can respect your elders.
I agree with the decision.
Of your season, who do you keep in touch with? And why is it Lady Morgana?
Well, I'm good friends with Morgana.
She seems so fun.
Is she
like that off camera?
Mm-hmm.
She seems nuts.
She's the same, out of drag.
I knew she would be.
That's really the fun thing about Morgana. She's like, in drag, a character, out of drag, a character.
Like me.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You've never seen me out of drag, but truthfully, I'm the exact same as this.
Okay.
No, she's meaner. This season of Drag Race Philippines, we have seen your work because you painted Miss Jiggly Caliente.
Oh yeah, I've been doing her makeup for this season.
Oh,
now, the whole season?
She looks...
I think 80% of the season.
How did that happen? Can you share?
Oh, well, Jiggly and I became really close, and then she really loves my makeup, so she was like, maybe you could do my makeup for the show.
This face you have put on her, I mean, all already she's a goddamn beauty. But then with your makeup on top, maybe she could have gone on All Stars and done really well had you gone with her. Can you do that? Have you asked? Have you ever met RuPaul?
In DragCon, yes. But not really, like, you know, got to talk to him and stuff.
Have you read his article in Architectural Digest? That's about all you need to know.
I don't think I've seen that.
Don't worry, it's downstairs. I'll get you a copy. Oh, okay. Yeah. So we have brought you here because you were in LA, and actually, I think it was Casey. She tagged me every time you posted something. It was like, Darby, IMHO. Prince is in LA. And I was like, I see it, Casey. So we're so happy that you stopped by. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, you're Casey, actually, we're not gonna give you a cut of the fee.
No, it's okay. I love being here.
There's a
fee. Thank you so much. Have you been to Chicago?
I've never been to Chicago. This is the thing. I really want to go to Chicago. I feel like Chicago has the best drag.
It's so
fun. I think they would love
it's
you
so
there.
Fun.
I'm thinking about it.
You should.
Maybe after New York, I'll go to Chicago.
Oh yeah, you're a New York girl. You enjoy New York.
It's already new, right?
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, listen, New York is, it's a city that never does anything. Yeah. No, you Maybe. Should try Chicago. We actually, when we lived in Chicago, Cheryl Hole and Blue Hydrangea were in town, and we were like, let us take you out one night. We'll just have fun. They got so drunk that Cheryl kept throwing up the next day.
Oh, gosh. You know what? You I heard about say, Chicago.
What
is it called again? Like the steam...
Oh, Steamworks.
The Steamworks.
Oh.
That's her favorite.
Oh, really?
I loved going there. I miss it so much. Oh. Because it was truly steamy, and Chicago's very cold.
And I just want you to know really that the...
it's like an adult discovery zone. Have you ever been to Discovery Zone or like a play place, like a McDonald's play place?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like that. It's like penises. That.
Yeah.
And
I've been to Steambox in London. I feel like it's gonna be the same.
Yeah, it's all steamy.
But everyone's
now,
British.
Steamy. Oh. Couple pro tips from pro women: don't sleep with the staff.
Oh.
Mm. I made that mistake, and then when I would return, it would be like, oh hey, do you want to come see my butt? You know, it's just
and
like
they don't get
kind of
and they don't give you any discounts.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Also, the big giant hot tub, people poop in it a lot.
Yeah.
And so
and sometimes they die.
And sometimes they die.
So just be
when you go in there, it's full of chlorine, so you'll be fine. But just know maybe there's other places you could explore.
If you find corn in there, it's not from Chipotle. Is all I'm saying.
It's from poop. It's from poop.
No, yeah. I'm traumatized.
Now just on that note,
this episode sponsored by Steamworks.
not sponsored. We're just going to go through the runway.
Okay.
I want to get your actual thoughts. Ooh. And if there are any sort of behind the scenes moments that you can share,
Ooh.
Go ahead and do that. And if you regret
saying it, I won't cut it out.
What?
So you did Jiggly's makeup, so where you were there on set?
Yeah, most of the time, yes.
Really? So did
I
you
was
got
not
to
there.
Kind of see like...
Everything, yes.
Everything being filmed?
Yeah.
How did you like being on the other side of it versus like doing it?
I think it was slower for me because I have to
no
like
pressure.
Wait a lot, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
no pressure to it, so I'm like enjoying. I'm having the best time.
That's what TV shows are all like. We get to see the final edited product, but there's so much waiting around.
Yeah.
There's so much just sitting. Hurry up and
waiting.
Wait. Hurry up and wait. Well, we're going to hurry up and go with these looks. We're going to start, obviously, with Mama Pal.
Okay. What did you think when you saw this in real life?
Be honest.
Oh, the thing is, I was not here on this episode.
Oh, God damn it.
Right. So I don't have insight.
So you saw it with fresh eyes. Okay, what do you think of this?
I like it.
I do, too.
I like it.
I feel like...
Can I ask you a question? And we can absolutely cut this out if you don't want to answer it, but I won't cut it out. Mama Pal is so gorgeous.
She is.
She's so gorgeous. And I love when people put her in the drag. It's so good.
Right.
Her wigs this season.
This is a gorgeous
Is it a new person?
I don't think so. I think it's the same person. It's just that. It's thirsty.
Yeah, I say that fully as someone with it in the back. But I mean, she's gorgeous, and I like the idea. But it does look like she's been electrocuted.
But this is the first time we've had some height, so I don't mind it.
That's true. They have been very flat to the head,
right?
Which can work for people.
Who is it? Who's doing this to her?
I think sometimes she does her own wigs, I think.
Oh, then I love it. Oh my God, give me one. Give me one, bitch.
You have nicer wigs though. Ooh.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
She does them all, and I just wear
them.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Some of them are mine. She just takes them.
Well, they don't fit your giant head. So, before we get to the runway, can you please explain Maricel Soriano?
Oh, okay.
So she was the guest judge. Who is she?
She's like an iconic actress in the Philippines.
Like a soap Ooh. Opera actor.
Yeah.
So like a Susan Lucci.
I guess. I don't know Susan Lucci though.
She's fabulous.
I loved in the maxi challenge when she slapped everyone. They just got in a line.
She's known for that.
She's just a slapper.
Yeah.
Slappers only.
I love a soap opera. Slappers only, so exactly. You won't understand it. You're too young.
Have you ever played golf? Wait, how old are you?
I'm 27.
Oh yeah, me too.
I'm perfect.
Alexis, we've had this talk.
Huh?
It doesn't make you look younger to say that you're younger.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you because we do have a prince in our presence. Uh-huh. And you have to be honest with royalty. I am not 27. I am 32. Huh. That feels better.
Add five. Okay, so we have up first, it's Alien, which mm-hmm. your drag is very, you like the
I like the sci-fi.
Yeah. What's your favorite Alien look? If we were to go on your Instagram, we were to choose.
Probably my entrance look so far.
Really? Even though that was such a traumatizing experience.
Yeah, of course.
Because Lady Morgana really beat your heart. You still enjoy it.
I do. I would wear it again in a heartbeat.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, that's
you
good.
Should. You. Thank you.
Can I borrow it?
It's not with me, but I can do just UPS or me. DHL if you
want. Thank you. As long as I don't have to pay for it. First up, we have Captivating Cat Cat.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I love that.
Oh.
She was on a hoverboard.
When she came out, I immediately thought Fifth Element. No, Darby's never seen it. Have you ever seen it?
Of course.
It's incredible.
It's straight up Fifth Element, but gold version.
Yes.
I love that.
Any Cat Cat stories?
Cat Cat stories. I don't know. She's just well known for like being this... personality, I think.
There you go. Strong personality. That's a nice way to say it. Now, she's also been doing drag for like a million years.
Yeah.
She probably also would have sent you home if you had gone up against her.
Same as Morgana, but prettier.
You said it out loud. You said it out loud. We laughed because it's ridiculous.
You wanted it, right?
We laughed because it was silly and we don't believe that. I agree, though. Up next, we had Dee Dee Marie Holiday.
Oh.
Now, this was kind of a bummer because she said she had to leave the 8-foot train at home.
Oh, right. That's so sad.
Why do you look confused by that?
I don't know.
What are you thinking?
Because I agree with Arizona. Like, if you have all these plans with your looks, just stay with the idea, right?
Do it. I do wonder, because she said we were limited on space, so I had to sacrifice it.
Oh.
And I'm like,
why
didn't
she put it on and wear it on the
right?
plane?
Right,
with the gun in.
Wrap it like a piece of bacon. She
yeah.
could have Kelly Mantled all the way on that plane.
No, the thing is, we don't really have to be on the plane for us to get to like the studio. The Philippines is like, otherwise you're like, from the other parts of like the region.
How close are you to the studio?
Oh, from my place, it's like 3 hours of drive. So normally they would just pick us up with the
van. Yeah, but if you were Taylor Swift, you'd take the plane.
We also have to like follow the rules of Drag Race, like the weight limit and then the luggage limit. So,
Do they measure it when you get there?
Yeah.
Wait, they do, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe she really did have to sacrifice it.
Yeah, I remember a lot of the girls from season one sacrificed some of their stuff. And then
I thought she meant the airport, like it was too heavy, she had to take it. So she had to just take some stuff
Yeah, the
out.
Production would like hold it.
Wow. Oh my God. Well,
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say
have
it,
her train.
Because I like the general idea of it.
Yeah, I like it too.
And
it's just that the styling, I think, could be better.
It's a bummer.
Although trains aren't very alien, you know.
Yeah.
More like spaceships or trains.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. If you have a train with the same kind of like fabric, I don't think it would make a lot of impact.
Though. This made me think of Shark Tale, that Angelina Jolie fish.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. I don't believe in fish.
But this is like the second gold look, right? Like
back to back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot of gold aliens.
Why would they put two gold people together? But it does make Dee Dee look worse because her gold wasn't as good
compared
as
compared to Kat-Kat. Yeah.
Which is smart. That's a producer mindset.
Yeah.
Candy Muse must have been there. Up next, we have a girl I've never heard of.
Oh, who is she?
Ovi Kant.
Yes.
Woo!
Now, is this the look that you helped with?
I don't know. I didn't really help, but like I was there during like the meeting with the designer and stuff. Yeah.
How did she land on this? This is so fucking cool.
Ovi really wanted to look not straight up like alien look.
Right.
Yeah. So for me, it's like a microorganism or something
from
outer space.
Or sometimes if you just go like this with your face, like it looks like a minion.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah, if it's a silhouette, it's a minion.
Minion, right?
It also looks like SpongeBob, so don't let Ariana get close. She'll fuck it.
Yeah,
but it's also inspired by like one of Doja Cat's look. I think.
Yes, I heard her say that. Yeah, so it's a Doja Cat inspired.
This I love is it. So it's incredible. Weird and it's really interesting to look at.
And I love that she just kept screaming. She gets to the end of the runway and she yelled.
I think the presentation really matters too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've always imagined that you could have a plan in your head, but as soon as you get out there, you're just trying to survive it.
Yeah.
Is it stressful to get onto the runway? Do you forget the way you're going to perform it? Did you ever get in your head?
Not really. It's just that I think there's just an awkward phase because you have to walk with no music. I think that's the weird part.
Ooh.
I love that.
We're creatures of anxiety, so we probably would be scared.
And honestly, the fear, it launches us forward and off the stage, possibly. This is so cool.
It's
just so fucking cool.
I like it.
And I love all the art she's putting out, like all of the photos and stuff. As someone who has to pull the images for these cover thumbnails for our videos, Ovi Cunt always has professional photos.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ovi. Thank you so much. It's so hard to find like good, usable photos of people. I think that's why she's always on our thumbnails. It's just easy to find.
Actually, yes.
And they're cool. They're cool. Up next, we had Arizona Brandy.
Yeah.
She seems fun.
I like it photographed. I like looking
you
at
do?
It. Well, when I do this again with my face.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Yeah. No, it's like Rocketeer almost. But yeah, it just kind of looks like a Morphe suit with cutouts.
It looks like a Tony Award for me. Like, an award.
It looked like an Oscar.
An Oscar,
you're
sorry.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Looks like an Oscar.
You're That's okay. They're both, they're both names.
And then she did the whole vaping thing again, which previously in the mini challenge, they made the whole joke about the vaping.
Mm-hmm.
Vaping it seems to be a big part of her personality.
Have you ever vaped?
Yeah.
Cool.
But I like to smoke more.
That's dangerous.
We hear not nicotine though.
Oh yeah, yeah. We yeah, of course. Yeah.
I don't smoke cigarettes.
Who would in this day and age? No. Not when there's so much green and heroin. I don't know your life.
But yeah.
It was a bummer.
Her body looks really nice.
Yeah, the shape is really nice.
Yeah, okay.
But she also posted like a new photo, like a redemption look for that.
Oh, she changed it?
Yeah. It looks better. A lot better.
Well, photos can do that. Yeah. Then we have Hana.
Yes.
Now.
Okay.
I like it, but then it could be fuller.
Yes, bigger, grander.
Yeah.
I agree. I really, I have a soft spot for Hana.
I love Hana Bishop.
I'm deeply obsessed with her. Is she as kind and bubbly in person?
She is. She is. She really is.
She just...
She's one of my favorites for this season.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Well, because when the season first started, I gotta be honest, I didn't really notice her. There were so many other stronger personalities. Mm-hmm. And now as the cast is dwindling down...
You slowly fall in love with
her. You fall in love with her.
Yeah.
She was in a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, I enjoyed it at first, but why
the bottom part
of the disconnect legs. With the butt. I think she looked like a lobster.
Yeah.
Oh,
I said the same thing.
Yeah.
When she said
alien crustacean.
In her like voiceover, she's like, "I'm a giraffe roach person." I was you're a lobster.
That's a lobster.
You're a seafood boy.
have you ever eaten lobster before?
Yeah.
Gross.
No, I love it.
I love seafood.
Everyone gets seafood. But everyone that eats lobster gets so wet.
She's not so allergic to fun.
I have church trauma, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to move past that trauma to have fun. My fun, though, is hearing about other people's trauma.
Oh.
Have you ever been hurt? Up next, oh my God, we had Miss Jade So. She's so hot.
She's so dumb, too.
Oh,
is she?
Really
I believe that.
She's really like that in person.
I believe that. I love her. I mean, she has taken the world by storm.
Uh-huh.
We cannot get
Everybody's obsessed with Miss Jade.
How can you not be?
Yeah, exactly.
The picture of beauty, even in this fleshy, alien bony.
I loved the idea of it. I agree, like Mama Pal was like, I wish it were tighter. Why is it so loose? And then she said, well, that's part of the design.
Because it's like, the concept was like body dysmorphia.
Right, but to have to explain it. Because I was thinking the same thing. Like, what's going on? And sometimes with these runways, you just want to know. Please don't tell me. Just, like, show me. So I understood that. But she looked so fucking gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
When she removed that mask, I was like, okay. So you're a hot alien, too. Great. You're hot at everything. Did you notice, though, in the runway, no nipples. But then, in the lip sync, spoiler, nipples. Are your nipples removable?
It's edible, too. Prince! I didn't notice that.
Look, those are nipples.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, outside. Yeah. Did.
Isn't that incredible?
Oh, that's fabulous. Where did it come from, though?
Well, she had them imported, but they look gorgeous. They look very natural. And then finally, my deepest obsession.
I love this bird.
Bernie.
Oh.
I love Bernie.
We love Miss Bernie.
I love that.
Okay. Before the show, had you worked with her before?
Oh, the funny thing, not really funny, but like...
I'm ready.
The first ever drag queen I saw, I was 17. I sneaked into a bar. The first drag queen I saw was Bernie. And then I'm obsessed ever since.
How did you start drag if you already saw perfection on stage? Because I would be like, I could never do that. But you saw the best. And you still mm-hmm. thought I could do
well,
that.
Well, she wasn't really at the best at that moment. But... I'm just kidding. But yeah, it was really fun. I'm really obsessed with Bernie.
She's just
a sweetheart.
Yeah.
If there was like a Miss Congeniality this season, I think Bernie should have it.
Oh, absolutely.
Ooh.
And she's this big, right?
Yeah. She's smaller than me. I'm really small and she's smaller than
you
me.
You are very tiny.
Yeah, you're like
as big
height.
As your suitcase.
I know.
What'd you just say?
She's like my height. We're like the same height.
When you're sitting down. I love this look. And I love that she referenced Queen of the Damned, R.I.P. Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. And I love that it lit up. I mean, she's just so hot.
Shit.
And I like that it wasn't like...
The alien.
Yeah. It was a little bit of a different take on
it's
it.
It's very dystopian too.
And also we're seeing a lot with Bernie are these like larger than life looks. Everything she had on went all the way to the ground. Like I wouldn't call it hair, but whatever she had went all the way down. I like the proportions she's giving us for such a tiny, tiny little girl. Let's not talk about the acting challenge. There's no reason to, right?
This one was a lot.
The thing is, it's really funny when you're Filipino. And then when it's translated to like English, the jokes wouldn't make sense.
And that's something, as we've reviewed so many different countries, we've noticed, like, obviously, sense of humor doesn't always travel. And so it's a different sense of humor.
You kind of have to look around to the people around them to see how they're reacting.
So to me, it just felt really long and boring. But
really
to
long.
You...
It was entertaining.
Laugh
I didn't feel... it doesn't feel like it was long because it was entertaining.
Who did you laugh at?
I really liked Arizona's part. I also liked Ovi's part. Because Ovi's everywhere. It's like delivering.
My husband laughed out loud at Ovi.
Because she also looks very funny.
And that voice. Yeah. What the fuck was that voice? So, we get a winner. The winner is Cat Cat. What is this? Number 14?
Two or three?
Congratulations, Cat Cat.
Yeah.
She's killing it.
I think she's well deserved.
Yeah.
She did great on both categories. The main challenge and the runway.
Oh,
she looked
the
best for me on the runway.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't come out on the runway in a hoverboard and not get props for that.
Right.
Because they catch on fire.
I don't think I can do hoverboard too.
Could never.
I've never tried.
And then our bottom two, Dee Dee and Miss Jade So, again.
I think I agree.
I did too.
Mm-hmm.
I did too. I really like Dee Dee's drag. I do. I really like her campy style.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, me too.
But I haven't enjoyed the personality we've gotten to meet on camera. Off camera, is it different?
I think Dee Dee's really like motherly as a person.
See, I'm not seeing that on the show.
Yeah, on the show she was kind of like shady too. Like, in terms of like confessionals, she's like a different person. So
that's
really
nice to
weird
hear.
To see, because in person she's not really like that. So,
that's
like,
really nice to hear.
Oh, and she, this was when they did the puppets and she made that reveal.
Yeah, so during the judging, she does kind of come forward and she's like, I'm so embarrassed. I said something I shouldn't have. And Hana, I'm so sorry.
Awesome.
But Hana, she handled it really well.
She
accepted
But did you watch Untucked though?
We don't watch it on
They went in on Untucked.
Really?
Yeah, you should watch it.
Wait, who did? Hana did
Hana.
Too? She was mad?
She was really mad.
Okay,
well,
we're
she had every right to
it.
Be. She had every right to be.
Remember when you brought up how my husband was sleeping with other people, but only people who looked exactly like me? So my brother? That was really hurtful.
Okay, but I stand by that.
Wait till we get to Untucked, you bitch. Yeah, that was fucked up. But we get this lip sync, y'all.
Oh, okay.
We get, okay, first of all, thank you for sharing that about Dee Dee.
Uh-huh.
And just as a reminder, you never know who the actual person is. We are getting a TV character.
Yeah, she doesn't even like shoes.
But when the kind of mean TV character falls, it's fun. So Dee Dee tries to pull a Naomi Smalls.
Naomi, yeah.
But the difference between Dee Dee and Naomi are many. So she starts to lean back, and bless her heart, Arizona was in the back screaming.
Right.
She was so excited. And then she flops. She falls hard. Funny. Yeah?
Yeah.
It was funnier than the acting challenge. To me. For me.
Oh.
And maybe then, that was the neck thing challenge.
She should have done that. Yeah. She should have fallen off the back of could've Bernie's head. God damn it.
But what do you think about the lip sync song though? I feel like it's not a good lip sync song.
No.
Honestly.
It really wasn't. Miss J didn't have to actually move a lot. I don't think she moved at all.
There's not much lyrics too. It's more like beats.
What was your song? The song that Lady Morgana sent you home on?
Tala. It's like a classic Filipino song.
And did you like that song?
It's not a song that I would perform. No, not really.
It's not?
No.
I want to see you cry.
What's your favorite song to perform?
Oh, any Lady Gaga song, I think.
Oh!
What are you performing tonight?
Tonight I'm doing Nicki Minaj. I'm doing Fireburns, and then transition to
If Auntie Super Chan
bass.
Were here, she would my be gosh, losing her I shit. Wish she
was, yeah. She's gonna be here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we woke up to a text this morning.
She's gonna be here. New York in a couple of weeks. Oh my gosh, until when?
She's coming up here working on a little project.
Okay.
And so we're gonna have her back, but if you wanna go to New York, like whatever.
But I wanna go to Chicago after New York, too.
You really should. It's so fun.
Yeah.
The community would eat you up. They'd be so excited to meet you.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you so much, Prince,
of
for
course.
Being here.
Yes.
And
thank
for
you.
Stopping by before your gig.
Oh my god,
yes.
I know.
I love that we ready. Stole your getting ready time.
No, it's okay. I can be ready in like an hour. It should be fine.
Oh! Fucking
she's like, I'm like Alexis,
me.
Right?
She's like an hour.
Yeah.
She's easy.
I'm
efficient.
I know. Don't waste time.
Yeah.
But what about like when the shape's not right?
Then that's a choice. You are at Mickey's tonight, which will have already happened. But is there anything coming up that you want to tell everyone about?
No, not really.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
Well, okay.
She's
instead
got an
of
open
that
schedule.
Question, where can we find you?
Oh,
where
yeah.
are your socials?
I'm on social every platform. My handle is like @PrinceMorel. I also have a podcast too. It's called The Pork Chat. So
that's funny.
The Pork Chat?
That's funny. Oh wait, I've
what do
seen
you, cover?
You on that.
What
with
do you
I'm doing reviews for Drag Race season 2.
Yeah, and
oh
you've had.
Oh my god.
I saw Marina was on that,
yeah,
right?
She was on the first episode.
Yeah, I saw that.
Morgana was on the fourth episode.
Was that hard for you?
No.
Was it a
I need some trauma.
Yeah. Well, fine. Well,
turn our
Pork
show
Chat.
Off and go watch
yeah, it's
that.
On Spotify and YouTube as well.
The Pork Chat.
Ooh!
It's really good. We love podcasts.
I'm so proud of you.
Do you talk
Thank
about murder?
You. Oh, I really want to do that too.
Really?
Maybe after the second season.
You want to murder?
Oh, no, not,
oh, you
not participate
talk about
in the murder, but talk about
okay.
those
oh,
kind
yeah.
of things.
We are not pro-murder, but we are pro. If it's already happened,
it.
We might as well talk about it.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much
thank
for being
you.
Here.
Thank you.
And we're Mwah. Cheering on Ovi in your honor.
Oh
and because she's good.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, get up and leave.
Oh, yeah, I have a show to do.
Prince smells really good.
She didn't cry once. Do you want to try harder again?
Yeah. Come back, you bitch. Well, that was fun.
That was so fun. Thank you once again to Prince for coming and
Thank
joining
you.
Us in the IMHO Studios Live. Our audience just loved him, right?
Thank you, audience. So nice to come on our little tiny show. And I want everyone to know that Prince said that my apartment was pretty, so... And it's not. There's a lot of carpet where there shouldn't be. Yeah, I don't understand that at all.
And none of it matched the drapes.
Is that a thing people do?
Matching their carpet to the drapes?
Yeah.
No, I think it's a euphemism for
no,
does
I know.
Your hair
pubes,
match your
obviously.
Pubic hair.
Well, hardwood.
Yeah.
More ways than one. Do you forget sometimes how old you are and then you watch TikTok and you see like a hot 20-something? You're like, that's hot. And then you go, oh wait, I can't share this. I'm the dirty old man.
Yeah. Usually it's like, oh man, how old is this person?
Oh man, how old is this person?
Yeah. Or it'll be someone that I think is young and cute and they'll be like, I'm 27. And I'm like, huh? Ah!
I do have memories though when I was in like peak active sex addiction, okay? I am fucking anyone who looks at me. I do remember like being 22 talking to someone who's like 40 and being like, you wanna hook up? And they'd be like, no, you're too young. And I was always like, that's so stupid. I'm legal and that's all that matters. But now,
you
I
understand.
Get it.
And
well,
if
now
they
I get it,
were
it just
into
feels
it, that's
a little
a red flag.
Red which
flag,
I was very flag. Into back then. I loved a red flag. The redder the better.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
A little bit of trauma for you.
Sometimes
she didn't have
fun.
Any trauma that she wanted to share. I was very disappointed. Do you think I went too hard on the Lady Morgana stuff?
No, I think it was funny.
Okay, here's the thing. Yes, I may be kind of an asshole sometimes. But when I say the initial joke, I take the temperature of the room. And I felt like she was responding really well to it. Yeah, so I was like, well, I'm just going to keep pushing it.
Even and Lady Morgana, if you ever want to come on our show and rebuttal and sort of get back at Darby, you're more than welcome to.
I didn't say, if anything, she said something bad. I didn't say anything bad about Lady Morgana. I'm very pro Lady Morgana. I'm not like her biggest fan, but I'm up there. I like that she does her... No, she's great. I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable.
Of course she is.
Because, you know what it is? It's because when the show ends, because I've always said, I never hate any of the drag queens I see. I may hate their performance in the competition, but in real life, we're all working drag queens, and I'm everyone's biggest fan. I want everyone to succeed outside of the show.
Yeah.
So yeah, I may not have been her biggest fan on the show, but now that she's off the show, I'm gonna root for her hard.
Oh yeah, that's everyone.
Hard. That's everyone, not everyone's nice.
Oh no.
I'm the nice one.
I just meant I love to root for them when they're off the show.
Same. Okay, bye.
Except for some of them.
Well, there's a few, and we can talk about that off camera.
Robbie Turner.
We have nothing bad to say about Robbie Turner. We're hoping that she's doing well.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right.
That was clearly an issue. That was clearly a mental health concern.
Okay, you're being don't put that out.
Really
don't put
mean. That in. See, I told you, I'm the nice one. Naomi Smalls,
talk about Oppenheimer.
I do
want
to say how mean she is. I love Naomi, but one of her favorite things to do is to call me Robbie Turner. Every time she sees me, she calls me Robbie Turner. And at first it was funny because she was right. But I feel like I've grown.
You've changed.
You're daring. You're not Robbie Turner. No, for real, I hope she's doing well.
Just
okay, bye.
Just call an Uber and go into
stop. That's so mean. See?